I'd like to welcome Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb into the studios here in Park City this afternoon. Good afternoon, Todd. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thanks for visiting with me. It's great being in the studio here. This is quite a entrance right off Grand Street, right next to the theater, and this is quite an entrance. I like your station.
I appreciate that. We love being here, Lieutenant Governor. Now, you are one of a platoon of candidates.
That's about right.
running for governor this year, correct?
Right. That's right. We're all in. I got my wife's permission. We've been running for governor for a few months now, and I'm running because I'm really frustrated at the status quo in Oklahoma. And some know my law enforcement background. I'm a former Secret Service agent. Mm-hmm. So kind of the bite-sized response and why I'm running for governor, I've said that for the president, I was a Secret Service agent. As governor, I'll be a change agent.
Good,
from
good.
Secret Service agent to change agent. I want to reject the status quo, and I've got a plan to do that.
What are some of your plans in your change for the status quo?
Well, I want to renew Oklahoma. Renew is a five-letter word, R-E-N-E-W, but it's more than just a five-letter word. It serves as kind of a five-point framework for my very detailed plan. Let me back up just for a moment and talk about the Secret Service again. When I was in the United States Secret Service, supervisors never slid a gun across the table in my direction and said, hey, Agent Lamb, the president's going to Paris or New York. Why don't you head on over and do your best? Every assignment I had in the Secret Service, I was required. It was ingrained in me to have detailed plans with everything I did in the Secret Service. Oklahoma is in much of the mire we're in because we've had no plan. If you have no plan, you have no backup plan. I want to renew Oklahoma, R-E-N-E-W. And you can look at this on my website at votetoddlamb.com. R, reform and restructure state government, starting with the budget process. We got to get our financial house in order. E, education priority. I'm for a teacher pay raise. I'm for funding education, but I want to see 65% minimum go inside the classroom for teacher pay, new textbooks. That's where the two most important people are in education, our students and our teachers. In renew stands for neighborhoods. That encompasses the infrastructure part of my agenda, public safety, corrections, healthcare, others. But I have a real 77 county focus. I was born and raised in Enid. My dad was born in Canute. Mom was born in Noble County. My wife was born in Ada. We're from non-metropolitan area of Oklahoma, so I have a real 77 county focus. R-E-N-E, the second E stands for economic diversification. Mm-hmm. We've got to start diversifying our economy. Again, I have a detailed plan to do that. And W, in renew, as I spell through my detailed plan, just stands for workforce and work. We've got to continue to focus on career tech, STEM education. Higher education is important in Oklahoma, affordability, but also accessibility. And work just allows me to vent my frustration a little bit, Bill. If Oklahoma was a business called Oklahoma Incorporated, the board of directors would want to fire somebody. You know, I'm frustrated about the direction of our state, and it's time to renew Oklahoma.
Let me ask you this about the governor's position in the state of Oklahoma. And our Constitution is unique in the fact that our executive branch is not that powerful. How can you, as governor, use the tools that you're going to have as governor to make that work in your renew plan?
Yeah, good question, and I think I've got a good response to that. One, I'm the same everywhere I go. If I'm in Ponca City, in your studio, if I'm in Guymon, my hometown of Enid, if I'm in Lawton, or I'm in Tulsa, I say the same thing everywhere I go. So being elected governor, I have a mandate from the people to do the job I've said I'm going to do. So there's a mandate walking in. I'm also a very strong leader. I'm a proven conservative, but every career I've had, every job I've had, I've been a leader in that capacity. I've got 6 years state Senate experience. Now, let me stress, I'm not part of the current legislature. even as lieutenant governor, I've had no seat at the table. I've had no finger in the pot of this current mess that we're in. But my 6 years of legislative experience, I know how the place works. I served 2 years in the minority, 2 years of a tie, 24 R's, mm-hmm. 24 D's, and 2 years in the majority. I was majority floor leader, the number two guy in the state Senate. So I know how to move legislation, and I'm a strong leader, and I have a detailed plan. Much of the influx that we're in and indecisiveness and not getting along at the state capitol is because there's not been a detailed plan. I'm a strong leader with a detailed plan, so I'll have that mandate upon election as governor.
So it's been more flying by the seat of our pants here.
A little bit, and you know, we can all, and the listeners, you and I, we can all pass Civics 101, three co and equal branches of government, judiciary, legislative, executive, co and equal. However, the legislative branch needs a strong chief executive. because it's the juxtaposed House and the Senate. They often don't get along just out of sibling rivalry. House didn't really like the Senate. Senate didn't like the House.
Well, then you throw party differences on top of that.
Party differences, urban, rural. Mm-hmm. You throw all that in there, and then it's very polarizing. So the legislative chamber needs a strong chief executive to say, this is the plan. This is where we're headed. Let's do this together.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk about Oklahoma ranking so poorly across the state. What are some of the positives you see in Oklahoma right now today?
Our people. By far, the greatest asset Oklahoma has is the people. That's our greatest asset. And that's personified. We recognize this in the personification of the anniversary of April 19th, 1995, which we're going to, we just recently, recognized and remembered. Again, our people is our greatest asset, but we must invest in our people with our education system, with job growth, with just diversifying our economy, taking care of those that truly need it, but reforming Medicaid and getting those off the rolls that are taking advantage of Medicaid that should not be on the rolls. So our people is our greatest asset. And moving forward, I believe Oklahoma is really going to experience a renaissance, but that renaissance will not happen by accident. It will only happen by design with a detailed plan.
What would you like to be able to say in 4 years from now about the state of Oklahoma?
Well, here's what will be said after 4 years of a Governor Lamb administration. The budget has been repaired. Education has been invested in. More money is going to the classroom. More kids and grandkids are remaining in Oklahoma after they graduate college, and more people are working.
Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners? By the way, you did mention the Enid connection.
Yeah.
You also have several connections here in Ponca City, and we were talking about a new connection, or new to Ponca City here recently.
Yeah. Well, you know, my banker for years was Carl Renfro. Uh-huh. I opened up an account here just because of Carl Renfro. Now, however, very small account. I mean, like it didn't even hit the radar. Eyeglass from Newkirk, dear friend of mine. He actually endorsed us today because of my commitment to small business. But the new head coach of the Ponca City Wildcats, Scott Harmon. Scott Harmon and I played football together at Oklahoma State. He played much better than I did at Oklahoma State, but I transferred in from Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech was crazy to give me a scholarship. I transferred to OSU after a couple years. Scott Harmon is one great football coach, and pretty neat that his dad, he's kind of following his dad's footsteps a little bit. He's his own man, but following his dad's footsteps a little bit. I saw Scott Harmon recently. I went by, saw him at a school in Hominy before he took the job up here at Ponca, told me he was thinking about it. Ponca City's going to do great things under Scott Harmon's leadership, and he's a good football coach, and he knocked my block off plenty of times in practice. He was a defensive back. I was a wide receiver, so we butted heads pretty regularly.
All right, Todd Lamb, candidate for governor. The candidates race, it's kind of like the Kentucky Derby when they have to bring the extra gate out for some extra horses. You got several horses in the race. We wish you the best of luck, Todd Lamb.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Just real quickly, Bill Coleman, I want to thank you for your leadership in Ponca City. I want to thank you for your leadership in this part of the state, what you've done in the private sector. Bill Coleman, you've really made a difference, and it's great to see you again, but thanks for your service and what you've done in the private sector and so for so many years.
Appreciate it, Todd. Thank you.